I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I think it only makes sense if you're a really good friend. You got dreams and your friends have dreams. You want to support your friends' dreams. That's what Mo tried to do, but what do I say? No good deed goes unpunished.
And I'm never doing it again. That was a one and done for me. But there was a moment at the end of the night where I think you guys would be proud of me, because The Burt Show ended up helping me out in a really big way.
Okay.
So my friend came out to support my dreams technically first, because I was going to a podcast event and he escorted me there. He came with me there. So he is a DJ, and he typically on a lot of his weekend days goes around and just DJs these random events or these random parties. And I've never gotten to go with him. But on this particular day, I figured why not, because he came with me earlier in the day and he had a schedule of going around to DJ these random events for the rest of the day. So I didn't have anything going on. I'm like, why not? All I got to do is ride with you and go to a couple of parties and kick it with the DJ. Why not? So I didn't realize how much of a bad idea that was going to be, for the fact that this guy, first of all, I never realized how much DJs have to go from one place to another, to another, to another, like in the same night, back to back. He went to like four different events in like 3 hours.
He's got to bring all his equipment from place to place also, or it's all set up for him?
Well, you do, but it's a little easier nowadays because all you really need is a laptop. So okay. It's not like back in the day when you had to carry the crates and the whole shebang. He just got his laptop. He goes into one place. It's actually impressive. Like, I don't think, shout out to DJ Willie T too, because I don't think I ever, like, you got to go into every different party and see a different crowd and have a different vibe and play different types of music. Like, it is not at all easy being a good DJ.
I just automatically assume now that that was pre-programmed, so, like, you know who your audience is. And then you pre-program the mix, and then you're really just sitting back there and you're just like, oh yeah, it's doing all the same.
I think for some DJs that's what it is, but when you're a really active DJ, like, this guy takes gigs and has no idea what he's showing up to, which was impressive to me. Like, he doesn't know the crowd. It's like an apartment complex might call him and say, hey, we're having a rooftop and we need a DJ, do you want to do it?
Okay.
So you get there, you learn the vibe as you're there. So the first one we went to was really cool. It was exactly that. It was an apartment rooftop. It was the people who lived there. They had a party. The craziest part about this part was I'm sitting there behind a DJ booth. It's like maybe 20 to 25 people on this rooftop. It's a really nice apartment complex. And of all people in the world to walk out, Martin Lawrence walks out.
Shut.
The Martin Lawrence.
What? Walks out onto the rooftop with, like, it must have been one of his kids, I don't know. And he just kind of kicked it there, had a drink, and just left. And I was like, was that Martin Lawrence?
Man, he is promoting Bad Boys 3 everywhere.
Everywhere. Well, I found out he lives there. So that was what threw me. I guess this was a really high-end luxury apartment place. And they have a lot of, I guess, stars who live there whenever they're in Atlanta.
Okay.
So whenever they're in Atlanta shooting or filming, they stay.
Yeah. They stay there. Yeah.
Wow.
So it just threw me off. I'm like, is that Martin? Like, what is going on here? So I go over, I say what's up to Martin. It was a cool moment.
Just like that.
They give you a little and then you just move on.
Just kept it pushing. Hello, told him I was a fan. Martin was my thing growing up. He was very happy to hear all of that. And
sure.
Great guy. So ironically, the next place we go to, it's more of like a it's an entertainment type of event where he's DJing and they actually had a host. And I was like kind of sitting in the front watching everybody perform. And the next thing I know, I hear, hey, Mo, you want to get up there and do 5-10 minutes?
Oh, no.
So I'm like, come on, bro. Like, really? I'm here to support you, man. So as much as I wanted to say no, I've kind of always wanted to do an impromptu comedy set. Like, I've never wanted to do it because I was making myself do it. But I always said to myself, you know, if someone forces me to do it, I'm going to do it.
So let me get this. Let me try to predict what's going to happen here. You get on stage and in the front row, there's Biggie.
You could be somebody that's alive.
That's something.
This would be way more shocking than anything else. If you go from Martin Lawrence to Biggie.
You know who he was with?
Who?
Tupac.
No, you're being silly. That would never happen. Ridiculous. So
I go up there and I did it. And it wasn't bad, but I'll never do it again. Yeah, I think that was a one and done. I've learned that I'm better at freestyle rapping than freestyle comedy. It wasn't horrible, but I'm such a perfectionist. Yeah. And like everything always has to be so in line and organized for me that I was like, nah, I did it. I got it off the bucket list, but I'm done.
Right.
And thank God Martin wasn't there. So,
was it the kind of thing where you weren't exactly sure where to go, so you were leaning on stuff that you've already done, or are you just trying to play off the crowd?
I was playing off the crowd. Okay. I started doing crowd work, and the thing about crowd work is the crowd has to be into it.
Yeah.
So when you start ripping people in the crowd and they didn't come there for a comedy show, right, you learn quickly that this is not the best scenario.
Like, I didn't sign up for this.
No, I didn't sign up for this at all.
The Burt Show.